ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Well, this week is Holy Week. But to me, every week should be holy. Think about that. But it makes us remind our brains what God did for us. The resurrection, the redemption, Holy Week, leading up to that wonderful time, and that birthed the church, the resurrection, the end of the blessing. Now, why did God so Jesus? And number two, why did they name him Christ, which is not his name, it's his anointing. His name is Jesus, Yeshua, but Christ is the anointed one in his anointing because he wanted Christians. So if Christ was anointed, why can't you be anointed? I want to talk about that. God sowed Christ to get us Christians. Isn't that a blessing of God? I know a lot of people think, well, I'm not worth much. Let me tell you how much you're worth. He sent his only begotten son, and it's the most famous scripture in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Didn't say would not, say should not, but have everlasting life. Now, in that verse is a cause, a cost, a condition, and a consequence. For God so loved the cause that he gave his only begotten son, the cost, that whosoever believeth him, the condition, should not perish but have everlasting life, the consequence. Now, that's homiletics. That's Baptist preaching. Praise God. And I love homiletics. Think about that. So when I look at myself, I go, you know, Jesse, you have Jesus' DNA in you. And you have to realize and know that because it's so true. So every time I celebrate Holy Week and Easter, I go, man, I'm worth something. Jesus died for me. So when the devil says, you're not much, you say, take a hike. He didn't die for you, devil. He died for me. And greater is he was in you than he was in the world. Here's another scripture, Galatians 6:7. It says, be not deceived. God's not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, why do I believe in the hundredfold? Well, Mark 4 says it. Mark 10 says it. God, if I sow, I reap. I sow good stuff, I reap bad stuff. Let me tell you a story my mama used to tell me. I would not tell her. I said, Mama, if you sow, I sow. She said, God will bless her. And she said, I just don't get crazy with this thing. And now, how many times she told me before I would say, boy, one day you're going to get yours. You're sowing that bad stuff. Now, Mama believed without a shadow of a doubt that if I sowed something bad, I would reap something bad. Then I told her this one day, well, Mama, you believe that? Yes, I do. Well, why can't you believe the other side of the coin? If you sow something good, you get something good. Tell me something good. Mm-mm. She looked at me and said, I never thought of it like that. That's right. So, and be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever is three words in one word. Whatsoever a man soweth or a person soweth, that shall he also reap. So God the Father knew if he would send Christ and sow Christ, he would get Christians, me and you. So you know what? We belong to a pretty good family. I like to say it like this, he made us an offer. We couldn't refuse it. What a blessing of God. You don't know Jesus today, you can get saved. Why not? In Holy Week. How do I do that? Pray this prayer, Lord Jesus. Say it. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sin. I repent today. I accept you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. That's it. That's simple. But you said it with your heart. You confessed it with your mouth. You celebrating that he rose from the dead this week. My God, do you understand? Holy Week coming up to that holy resurrection and our holy redemption. He redeemed us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not only washed our sin away, he expunged the record, which means, far as God's concerned, you never did it. Now, you ought to faith that fact, and you'll be blessed every day of your life. Did you enjoy Faith the Facts today? Very, very important Faith the Facts. You believe what we just said, you prayed that prayer, you have got a future that's phenomenal. Now, you think about that for a minute. So when you're eating your chocolate rabbit and you're eating some of them gold brick eggs and you're praying that God don't make you fat, he don't make you fat, the gold brick egg make you fat, you know, that's all right. Don't worry about anybody. Enjoy your gold brick egg, whatever. Just remember this, Jesus loves you. And I'm going to do Kenneth Copeland's statement, and I love you, and Jesus is Lord.